Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friend. Yeah, Wednesday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And producer Tom's behind me. Say hello, producer Tom. Yeah, no one cares. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive Later today from 4pm alongside Darren Bent. Anyway, more on that later. We begin the podcast with, of course, a reaction to the Champions League where Pep Guardiola's Man City beat Bayern Munich. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Manchester City have been absolutely terrific. They've blown Bayern to bits. City will take a huge first leg lead to the Allianz as they seek a return to the Champions League semi-finals for the third season in a row. Thomas Tuchel said he was having sleepless nights before tonight's first leg. He'll struggle to get any sleep before the second.
Emotionally, I'm destroyed. I have 10 more years today. No, it was so demanding game. So now I have to relax and day off. The guys prepare for Leicester again and after we travel. I know exactly what you have to do there. If you don't perform really well, they are able to score one, two, three. I know that. The players know it. So it's an incredible result, but we have to do our game with a huge, huge personality.
This has been clinical from Manchester City tonight. They needed to make a statement, I think, against one of the big juggernauts of Europe, and Stuart Pearce, that's exactly what Pep Guardiola's side have done tonight. They've made a massive statement.
It was a complete performance, both defensively, offensively, tactically. Every aspect of football was on show from City tonight. In the last round, I said I don't think they can win it. I saw the odd fragility there. Wow, I've been blown away by that 90 minutes. I thought they were magnificent.
All over the pitch, they were better than the opposition. They won their individual battles, then collectively. It was almost a perfect performance. And the rest of Europe, I mean, look, I'm going to Real Madrid tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I ain't told anyone.
City are through, right? I mean, we're not going to beat City. That performance there tonight should send shockwaves and shivers right through the rest of Europe, because that was... And what can you say about that?
Are we watching the Champions there, do you think?
Unless Pep does what Pep can do and has done, where he out-peps himself for some reason. Tonight, he didn't do that.
Well, Manchester City have won 4 of the last 5 Premier League titles. No one has won 3 consecutive titles since Manchester United 14 years ago. It really doesn't happen very often. And they are still attacking in all 3 fronts, with the Premier League, the Champions League and the FA Cup still to play for. The original treble. How they would love to win it.
City's performance tonight was absolute complete. I'm 46 years old. I've been in the bad times years ago. I've been in the really good times the last few years. But tonight, just from the back to the top, it was unbelievable. And I mean, we've got our mojo now. We've got our mojo. And I really don't want to say this.
Go on, say it, guys.
I'm going to put it on the line. Go on. I agree with Jason. I think we're going to do the treble, mate.
I want to talk tonight until the morning light.
Let's speak to Oasis legend and huge Manchester City fan. He's phoned us up, Noel Gallagher. All right, Noel.
All right, Noel.
All right, guys. How are you?
A goal worthy of a Champions League quarter-final. It lights up the Etihad. It's an unbelievable goal from Rodri.
The work rate was something you outworked Bayern today, all over the pitch. And if you're going to continue to do that, I don't know how teams are going to get on top, because you just completely outworked them.
Looking in from the outside, it looks like the players have now said about this Champions League, we're going to go win it this year. This is it. And I've noticed that this huddle thing that they go into after we score and before we kick off. I've never seen that before. And it looks like the switch has been flicked and we're in trophy mode now. From watching the game on Saturday against Southampton and against Liverpool, it looks like they are super, super focused now. And it's real.
No, you was at the final in Porto in 2021. You going to Istanbul to
watch... He's booked his flight. He's already booked his flight.
Are me and Cundy invited on the private jet or...
Well, unfortunately, when I booked my world tour, I forgot to factor in the flipping World Cup in the thing, right? When the Champions League final is on, I am going to be in America.
What?
No.
The original treble. How they would love to win it.
You better believe it, because we've got Sheffield in the FA Cup semi-final, probably Brighton in the final. If we get there,
yeah.
And then hopefully Chelsea will somehow manage to jam it against Real Madrid, and then we'll annihilate them and play Benfica, who somehow managed to jam it into the final. But in all seriousness, no, these are the moments you live for as a football fan. It's like we've got potentially, you know, 15, 16 games left, all finals. This could be it. I mean, it's real. They can do it from here. They can do it from here. Because nobody spoke about it for the last 4 months, when usually it's out of the quad and all this kind of thing. But, you know, obviously I would listen to TalkSport every day. Now all of a sudden it's like, well, hang on a minute. They're still in for this treble here. And actually watching that tonight, I'm like, I wouldn't bet against it. We're up.
On now to the build-up of Chelsea's trip to Real Madrid in the Champions League. And here's the interim boss, Frankie Lampard. Oh, no, wait, that's an old link from 2 years ago. Oh, no, hold on. Oh, no, he's still the manager, is he? Oh, fine, OK. This is Frank Lampard looking ahead to the match where they'll get absolutely smashed to pieces.
I've been fortunate enough to manage in the Champions League in 2 seasons. And as a player, it was always the special competition. So to be here as a manager, particularly when a week ago, today even, I didn't know I'd be here, is a huge honour for me, of course, and was, you know, a big part of my thought process of, you know, taking on the challenge here. This is an amazing challenge for me personally, as well as obviously for us as a team and a club. So yeah, I'm very looking forward to the occasion myself.
Alex Crook was live from the American Express Community Stadium. Oh, let's just say Amex, shall we? That'll do nicely. As Brighton held an open training session, and he spoke to CEO Paul Barber. Barbs defended his manager Roberto De Zerbi, Zerbs, after the Italian was sent off against Spurs. Spurs.
And a red card comes out for Roberto De Zerbi. The Brighton manager and the Tottenham manager, Christian Stellini, are both sent off.
Saturday was more of a technicality that the rules or the regulations, the laws of the game state that the two head coaches are responsible for their benches, and if the head coach is unable to control the bench, then they get the red card. I think if you look carefully at the footage, Roberto is the only one trying to calm things down, ironically. He was the one trying to push people away. But we understand that sort of scene isn't good for football. It isn't good for kids seeing it. We don't want that. None of our staff want that either. And obviously we will talk about that and try and do everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen again. But at the same time, we also all want passion in the game. We want to see coaches that are enjoying the moment as much as the fans and everybody else. But at the same time, there's that very, very narrow line where you have to sort of maintain your passion and under the right levels of control and do the right thing.
Now, here's the Ref Support CEO, Martin Cassidy, claiming that a 2-metre exclusion zone around match officials would be a positive for... Oh, this is April Fool's Day. This is... Tommy, you've given me the wrong... Is it? He actually said 2-metre exclusion zone, did he? Play the tape.
Let's reflect. Let's just all take accountability of how we behave towards match officials. And yet, match officials at grassroots level, you know, some of them might do things that untowards. Look what Darren Dedman did. Again, judging in that Ipswich games where he put his head into someone. A lot of people in football come out and said, I don't blame him for doing how he reacted. So we know the sympathy there and real understanding within the game from people like yourselves who want to make the game better. And I just think something like an exclusion zone, whether that's a meter, 2 meters, whatever, just some boundary that, you know, that's too far, stay away from me. I think that'd be good for the game.
Now this Saturday, TalkSport brings you live an exclusive heavyweight boxing commentary of Joe Joyce against Zhai Li Zhang. Here's Joyce and Zhang looking ahead to that fight on the Andy Goldstein Drive Time Show. Yeah, they were with me.
I always try and win early and give good entertainment. I'm the juggernaut. I come forward, I land shots, I throw lots of them, I have a good engine, and I can take a punch as well. So, but it's going to be an exciting fight. I reckon, you know, Zhang's going to be throwing bombs. He's got a good amateur pedigree, so he can box as well. So I don't. So I'll cross that bridge when we get to that. Or as soon as the bell rings, then we'll see what we'll test each other's mettle, and then the fight will definitely catch fire. It's all about the win and progressing in my career and coming through. It's a great challenge, like to fight Zile. Like this at this moment, it's giving like value for money while all these other heavyweights are all ducking and diving each other. Like I was expecting to see the Undisputed, and I want to be Undisputed and stay unbeaten. So I've got a tough test in Zile Zhang, but coming through that, I'm coming for everyone.
Now here's Sam at the pace with some breaking news about reading. Oh, you know, it's probably that he's managed to finish his first book. Bless him. He's reading. My mistake. I haven't got my glasses on.
Talk Sport breaking news.
One manager who won't be looking for a chance to get promotion to the Premier League is the Reading boss, Paul Ince, or now the former Reading boss, Paul Ince, because I can tell you in the last few minutes it's been confirmed to us that Reading have parted company with Paul Ince. They were under a transfer embargo during his tenure. They've had points deducted this season, 41 points from 41 games. As a result of the points deduction, has left them in the relegation zone.
Oh, I'm so delighted. What a poor performance we have had so far. His style of play was ridiculous. At the start of the season, how could we be top of the league for probably roughly around 3 weeks? And now all of a sudden, I get we get the 6-point deduction, but now we're in a relegation battle. His style of play is lob it up to Andy Carroll, and let's hopefully he can nod it into the back of the net, or he can nod it on to either Lucas Zhao or Shane Long, whoever's up front with him at the exact same time. It is poor. It is the worst performance I have seen from Reading in years.
And staying with Ince, sort of, here's Ray Parler recalling his time with Incy Wincy Spider at Middlesbrough.
I was captain of Arsenal. Yeah. He was captain of Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
And at half time, now when you go up to toss a coin, what end you're going to go? I said, 50 quid, Incy, I'll beat heads or tails. And the referee was like, what?
Serious?
And we had heads or tails, 50 quid, get in there. What engine one? I said, you
imagine that happening in today's game.
He said, I said, I'm going to do you first. I said, I'm going to do you first. And I've done him
properly.
I've done him properly, right? And I got a yellow card, right?
No way.
I'm not surprised.
And do you know when I'm looking around saying, where is he?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, come from nowhere, done me.
Bosh.
I was like, bosh. I told you I'd get you back. Yellow card.
Oh,
and in the bar after, he gave me 50 quid because I wanted to tell.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Hawksby and Jacobs and clips of the month for the month of... No, it doesn't say. Oh, this one, is it? It still doesn't say. Oh, March. We're in April. That's weird.
Anyway, the winner of the Clips of the Month. Thanks to everybody who voted. 77% of the vote, we thought this might happen. It was newsreader.
Of course it was.
Craig Wenkling getting slightly lost in his report and then topping it all. Well, you'll hear it.
Chancellor of the Bank of England and Bank of England's governor remaining in close contact this weekend over concerns about a falling US bank. Silicon Valley Bank accounts threatens a British tech startups amongst his clients. They have warned Jeremy that the bank's hunt, that the bank's collapse could cripple the British tech sector.
Yeah, just enough. When he thought it couldn't get any worse.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. After us, at 7 p.m, it's Real Madrid against Chelsea in the Champions League. Oh, just swallowed that one. It's a quarter-final first leg presented by Adrian Durham, or Aid to his mates. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it, or I'll come and get you. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and a bubble. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.